right now on the phone. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The President of the United States of America, Barack Obama. Yeah! Mr. President, good morning.
Ricky.
Oh, man, good morning, President Obama. What's going on?
Man, just out here working, making sure everybody goes to the polls.
I know that's right, Mr. President. Let everybody know how important this election is and what they need to do.
Well, this is going to be a close election, and it's going to make a really important choice about where we go as a country.
Right.
You know, we've made progress over the last 4 years, making sure that everybody's going to be able to get health care when they need it, you know, expanding student loans for young people who want to go to college and grants for young people who want to go to college. We've created 5.5 million new jobs, saved the auto industry.
Yes.
Now we want to make sure that we're investing in job creation here at home. And Governor Romney's got a whole different vision, which would roll back health care, the improvements we made on student loans. So a lot is at stake, and we've got to make sure that everybody who is listening to you understands that we can't take this for granted. This is going to be a close election in every state just about. And if we do not turn out to vote, then we could lose a lot of the gains we've already made, but we'll also not be in a position to try to make sure that everybody's got opportunity going forward. So I really need everybody on the phones, everybody who's listening. I need folks to turn out on Tuesday.
All right, Mr. President, you know we on the radio on 99 Jams in South Florida every single morning. You spent a lot of time in Florida this weekend.
Well, Florida's going to be a key state. It always is. And we've got the votes to win in Florida. It just depends on whether people turn out or not. Four years ago, we had incredible turnout, and you know, I know people were excited and energized about the prospect of making history, but we have to preserve the gains we've made and keep moving forward so that young people, you know, whatever race, creed, color they are, they've got a chance to get a great education, that everybody has an opportunity to get a good job and are able to have a decent income, that young people and old folks are able to have health insurance when they need it. And that only happens if people make sure that they register and then they vote.
So, Mr. President, for those people out there that feel discouraged and feel like things didn't really work out for them or whatever, can you explain to them that what you had to deal with dealing with a Republican Congress that just tried to make everything hard?
Well, look, there's no doubt that people have, you know, tried to put obstacles in our way in Congress, playing politics instead of focusing on what we need to do to make sure that everybody is getting a fair shot.
Right.
Despite all that, think about the progress we've made. We were losing 800,000 jobs a month.
That's
now,
right.
You know, we're creating 150,000, 170,000 jobs. This past month, we created 170,000 jobs. The unemployment rate has dropped. We're in a position now to really start growing the economy. And when we grow the economy, that means it raises all boats. But the only way we keep on making that progress is if people turn out and vote. And the only way to send a message that obstructionism is not going to work is if we're out there voting. So this is going to be a turnout election. I need everybody who's listening to go out there on Tuesday, make sure that you cast your ballot.
I know you're running the country and running the campaign at the same time. Good job on your response to Hurricane Sandy. And I like your 15-minute rule, and we're just trying to, you know, get people out to vote. And we're calling people back within 15 minutes to let them know where they can go and vote and how, and talking about it every 15 minutes on the radio.
I like that. Yeah, listen, we've been dealing with the situation in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut with Hurricane Sandy. Our thoughts and prayers are with all the families who've been dealing with such heartbreak. And, you know, I did say to my folks, I've got a rule, somebody calls needing help, I want that call returned within 15 minutes. And, you know, so the fact that Ricky Smiley's got a rule, 15 minutes, and you'll get them right at the polls, I like that. Now, Ricky, are you going to drive them yourself, or how's that going to
work? Yes, Mr. President, as a matter of fact, I drive a 96 Cadillac Sedan DeVille, so I'm going to be taking them to the polls myself.
Well, I tell you what, Just be careful parallel parking in that car.
Okay, Mr. President, we really appreciate you calling the show so much, and thank you for everything you have done. And we look forward to this election and celebrating. And we look forward to the next 4 years of your administration. And I want you to know, Mr. President, for real, we got your back.
Listen, I appreciate you so much, Ricky. Make sure you're not pumping this up. Get folks out to vote.
Thank you again, Mr. President, and thank you for calling us, and God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the President of the United States of America.
Awesome.
You need to get out and vote. You need to get out and vote, y'all. This thing is for real. They're trying to steal this election. Don't let them steal it, y'all. We need Florida. We need Ohio. We need Virginia. Let's go, y'all.